Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and GM trying to sell some stock here eventually.
Yeah, they've announced that they're going to, General Motors or Government Motors is going to price their IPO, their initial public offering, on Wednesday. It'll be between $26 and $29 a share. They're going to issue probably 365 million shares, which is $10 or $11 billion, you know, a billion here, a billion there. One of the things that's kind of interesting about this, of course, they've been on the roadshow trying to sell this stock to other investors, and people may not realize that there are going to be a number of significant foreign investments. In fact, the China's biggest automaker, which is SAIC Motors, which has built cars in conjunction with GM in China for 20 years or so, they're going to apparently take a large stake in this IPO, and they're going to make that announcement within a couple of days. And the sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and Asia, they say that several of them are on track to buy more than $1 billion worth of shares, so we'll see what happens there. Some big merger news this morning. Caterpillar agreeing to buy Bucyrus. Bucyrus Erie, the company that makes drag lines and things like that. You've seen those around since you were a kid. Bucyrus is dominant in the mining industry, and they're going to buy them for $8.6 billion in an all-cash deal. Don't you wish you'd bought this stock last week? The stock closed on Friday at about $69 a share. They're going to pay $92 a share
Wow.
in cash, which is... of course, this indicates a couple things. One, of course, Caterpillar, like a lot of companies, sitting on a lot of cash, but also with the rise in commodity prices and the emergence of the emerging markets of China and other countries consuming and demanding large quantities of natural resources, the mining industry is booming in many parts of the world, and Bucyrus and Caterpillar are two of the companies that that meet that demand. It's also going to be a huge week in terms of IPOs, not just General Motors. It'll be the most active week in probably 2 years. There are going to be about four other companies that are currently controlled by private equity firms, Carlyle Group and others. They're going to be taking companies public this week. So it looks like that the markets are going to be tapped for several billions of dollars this week. And speaking of companies that have got a lot of cash and don't know what to do with it, Intel, one of the market leaders in technology, saying they're going to increase their dividend by 14%. They're going to raise their dividend to about 3.3% annual yield, which is an excellent yield for a technology company. And there's a lot of Bill, there's a lot of economic data coming out this week. We just got the retail sales numbers from the government for last month, and they're pretty good. They were expected to rise 0.7%. They rose about three times that. If you take out retail, if you take out auto sales and gasoline sales, they're up about 0.4%, which is about in line with the expectations. We did see Lowe's report numbers this morning that were a bit disappointing. Throughout the week, we get retailers reporting. Walmart reports this week, Target, Home Depot, a number of others. And, of course, we're monitoring the retail sales numbers because we want to see what the consumer is up to.
John, I'd heard that China was looking to try to get 20% of GM. Is that a correct figure?
Well, they won't say. They say they're going to make an announcement within a couple of days. And, of course, General Motors is making and selling many, many, many vehicles in China. And this company that's going to be taking this this position is already basically a joint venture partner with GM already.
We're certainly proud of our local dealers in the area of General Motors products, but it's so interesting to think of China owning basically a hugely iconic American company, or owning a big part of it.
Well, that's true, and if we knew the positions that these sovereign wealth funds had in many of our other institutions, it might, it's publicly disclosed.
It isn't new, is it?
No, it's not new, and it's going to probably increase.
All right, John, thanks for your report.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He would welcome a call from you if you want to.